start Pentecost Sunday. I greet you this day in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is worthy to be praised. And if you have not thanked him for waking you this morning, you ought to put your hands together just for a little while. Put your blood flowing through. If you feel it's a little bit better, in the house of the Lord. Amen. Before I get started, I want to do a little housekeeping. Amen. As I'm going to turn it over to Brother Turner, I'm praying for the entire church. Amen. I'm praying for the entire community. As we've been going through some things, but we're still in some things. You have to be real careful. Amen. But we're coming out. Amen. Little by little. I want you to be smart about that, okay? But I want to lift up those who are on my prayer list. And if I miss someone, I want you to get with me, email me, text me, call me, meet me face to face, and tell me who I need to be specifically praying for. Amen?
Amen.
So on my prayer list this morning is still the family and Sister Crystal Pulliam and her family. Mother Mildred Moody, still praying for her strength and her family. Amen. Still praying for Deacon Richard Woods and his family. Amen. Sister Betty Tennant and her family. Amen. Brother Cornell Austin, amen, who was a good friend of mine, who was on a ventilator. Amen. He's stepped down. Amen. He went to a rehab center. We are praying his strength that he will be able to come home soon. My friend and my brother in Atlanta, the White Wade, and his family, amen. Sister Frances Petit and her son, Jimmy. Jimmy, who's a member of our church, let's keep him in our prayers, amen. Sister Cheryl Allen and brother Jimmy, amen. Tosta Mary and her sister, Pam Price, let's keep her in our prayers, amen. Brother James Murray, let's keep brother James in our prayer, amen. Reverend Benny Petit, still continuing to pray for him, amen. Brother Reggie Roberts and Sister Ava, Cynthia Parker, Erica Rochelle, my friend and brother Jack, Autry Garner, amen. We're still praying for my cousin and friend, Brother Dennis Pinchback, and I'm praying for Brother Clement Fuller, Brother Wendell Holmes, amen, and all who make God's house, amen. I may not have called your name, but don't think I'm not praying for you, amen. Because God is still in the blessing business, amen. And not only for the prayer of people who are sick, I want to congratulate my sister, my friend, amen, and one who allowed me to come in and grieve my sister, and then gave me a job, Sister Renee M. Donnell, amen. We celebrated yesterday 15 years, of course, of her being in funeral service business, the Alabama Funeral Service. But she's the first African-American and woman, amen, and veteran, amen, to have her own crematory in this area, amen. So I just thought I would just lift her up and thank her for what she's done, amen. So I wear this tie this morning in honor of her, amen. So this is the day the Lord has made. Let's go mess around. Let's rejoice and be glad in it in Jesus' name. He's done anything for you. You ought to give God the glory. You ought to give God the praise, amen. This morning, testimony service, amen. Minister Cook, I thank him. He's back, amen. He's been ailing, amen, but he's back on the camera. I want to thank you for being there. Minister Turner, keep on doing what you're doing. Brother Ratner, wherever you are, keep on studying, keep on praying for the preachers. Minister Seward, Bishop Case, all the preachers of the gospel, just keep on praying, keep on preaching, keep on believing, keep on trusting, amen. Deacon Hall, I thank you this morning for all that you do. Thank you. We got Brother Justin Michael, amen. He's still a part of our church. Good to see you this morning, my brother. Praise David. It's good to see you this morning. A mixture of Austin Grove and Maple Grove. I just want to tell you, I don't think you like it. There's some folks that come. Everybody want to stay in the house and hide. But God knows who he wants when he want to use it. I just want to thank you. I don't think you like it. Y'all think. Keep the mind. I see you love the Lord, amen. You love the same, amen. Thank you for blessing us with your gift. We just glad to see. Church, amen. That's a living testimony of I'm going to tell you, if anybody put a house caught on fire, amen. And God spared everybody in the house, amen. Might have done a little damage here and there, but God can restore, amen. I just want to thank you for never stopping coming to church, always trusting and believing in God and bringing your children, amen, and being faithful on the post of the Lord, amen. Come on, praise Jesus. This is the day, amen, that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Let's turn the corner and do your thing. In Jesus' name. to close the walk with David. That should be what we all desire, just a closer walk with David. Amen? This morning's scripture is going to come to us from the book of John. John 14, 15 through 21. When you find it, please stand for the reading of God's word. And so it reads, "If you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him. I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands will keep them is the one who loves me. Whoever has my commands and will keep them loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them." Amen?
Amen.
God's word has already been blessed. I'm going to ask Deacon King, if he would, to bless us this morning with a prayer. Let us pray. Most holy and all wise, truthful and righteous Savior.
Yes.
Lord, Heavenly Father, we come this morning to give you praise. We come to give you worship. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will continue to bless us and keep us word today, throughout the week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Skip on me out here. I'm going to say amen and go on to the house for a period.
Amen.
I'll wake up out here this morning. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I had to face the devil like you had to face the devil.
Amen.
Like the same aches and pains you got. Yeah. Same financial problems that you have.
Amen.
I have the same thing that you have. Amen. Amen. But God.
Amen.
Acts chapter 2, the King James Version. Verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord and in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and set upon each of them, and they were all filled with blessings. I'm going to make it real short and sweet. The word manifestation means it's a noun. Mm-hmm. It means when something shows up. Mm-hmm. Sometimes an idea, dictionary says it's abstract, amen. You can't put your hands on it, amen. But when it manifests, when it shows up, you know that it's real.
Amen.
In this book of Acts that we have been studying, we've been talking about being a witness for the Lord. So that should be ingrained in you. The fact that Dr. Luke took the Gospel of St. Luke and he continued it over into the book of Acts. If you look in your Bible, it seems out of order, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, then Acts. Amen. It would make sense that they would put Acts right after Luke. Amen. Since it was a continuation of the Gospel. Amen. But you have to understand the Holy Spirit knows best. Amen. That John had to come in and show you that this man Jesus was from heaven. And then not only was Luke showing the ministry or the walk of Jesus on this earth, the book of Acts showed you the manifestation that he was about to do through men and women that he had called to the work of Luke. Very nice car, kept it clean, kept the service, amen. Got trying to keep gas in it, amen, and keep doing everything I need to do to the car. One day I got in my car to go to work, and the car didn't have no speed. The car didn't have no power. I couldn't figure out what was going on, so I took it to Nissan. They put it on the machine, went all the way through the car, couldn't find out what was wrong to the car. I took it to what some of y'all call a jackleg mechanic or a shade tree mechanic. He said to me, he said, "Brother Michael, all you need is some spark plugs, amen." He took out the spark plugs that I had, put some spark plugs in my car. I got in the car, I pressed the accelerator, and my car took off, amen. Yeah. With power. Yeah. But before you clap your hands, don't get too excited. This jackleg mechanic, this shade tree mechanic, what he did was he messed my car up. Even though it had power, when I stopped at the stop sign, my car started jumping. My car started shaking, amen. And I couldn't figure out what was wrong with my car, so instead of taking it to the jet leg, I took it back to the ASE certified technician, and I said, "I brought my car here to you. You charged me $110, and you couldn't tell me what was wrong with my car. But I took it to a free mix, amen, sixer. He just went across the wire, put the right wires in the right place, amen. He said, I'm driving around the block and come back and tell me, is it right?" I pulled out a Nissan, turned right on the windover, smacked the gas on my car. That Maxima sent me back in my car. I drove all the way down a couple of blocks, light up. I was getting ready to run the light because I was rolling pretty good. And got to a yellow light, I stopped and slowed down, and my car just was so quiet, amen, because everything was made right. I'm saying to y'all to say all of this before we get all bougie this morning and been out of shape this morning, that you can be the church, you can be a Christian, but you got to have the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And not only have you got the power of the Holy Ghost, you got to let the Holy Ghost lead you and guide you. Because if you don't, you will have power, but you will be skipping a little bit. Amen. You can't get along. Amen. You can't read your word. Amen. You can't pray. And you let the troubles of the world, like Brother Montaigne said, it'll start bothering you because you are not led by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus breathes on the apostles. I don't know. Jesus breathed on the apostles in John chapter 20, and he breathed the Holy Spirit on them. At that time, they was in the upper room afraid of the Jews, amen, because of what they had done to the Lord. They had crucified the Lord, and they were looking for the rest of them to kill them. But they are in the upper room afraid. Jesus walks through the door, amen, tells them, "Be not afraid," and breathe the Holy Ghost on them. See, I'm talking to somebody this morning. I'm going to try to keep it simple, Brother Senator, so people can understand what I'm saying. There are a whole bunch of us who already been breathed on by the power of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit breathed on you, you changed, amen. Your walk changed, your talk changed, your mindset changed because God has overtaken you, amen. But then there's something happened. You walked for a little while, and trials and tribulations came in the house, in your church, in your man, came somewhere, and you got afraid that God wouldn't whip you anymore. But you forgot the Lord said, "I will be with you always, even until the end. I'm there with you. I'm with you when you believe. I'm with you when you don't believe. I'm with you when you have courage. I'm with you when you don't have courage." So here they are in the upper room in the book of Acts chapter 1. Y'all already know the story. I took my time to walk through. They was waiting like the Lord said in Acts chapter 4. They were in Acts 1 and 4. They was waiting for the power to come from heaven. Ain't that right? And that same power, he said, that when you get this power, then I want you to be witnesses of me. Now, that power I'm talking about is the Holy Spirit. That's another scenario in the book of Acts. Let me give it to you in case you're writing, so we're going to break this book down. Amen. The first thing that the book of Acts gives you, or a key idea in the book of Acts, is witnessing. Remember, I told you, be a witness for the Lord. When you get power, you're a witness for the Lord. The second thing is the Holy Spirit. Amen. You need the Holy Spirit of God to be able to work. The third thing is the church itself. Today, Pentecost, we're celebrating the birth of the church or the birthday of the church. This is the day of the church. Amen. Where God poured out his spirit on the church so we could do the work on this earth. The next thing that God wanted, the fourth thing, is prayer. You have to come together and pray for direction and power for God to use you. Amen. And the fifth thing is the growth of the church. Amen. COVID taught us one or two things. One of them is that you can't stay behind the four walls of the church. But the next thing COVID is teaching us is that it's blowing over and it's passing by, and now some folk want to stay at the house, but you got to bring your behind back to church so that God can feed you and God can use you. Amen. Manifestation of the blessings of God. Holy Spirit is talking about Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. But Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God. You have to have God in the beginning, isn't it right?
Amen.
And then darkness was on the face of the deep. Amen. And the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, was hovering, waiting for the direction and the word of God. And the Bible says, and God said, amen. Y'all go back and look at what he said. And everything God said, the Holy Spirit moved and made it happen. Amen. That was him then. But in Jesus' time, when Mr. Lamont read to you from John chapter 14, Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross. And he begins to tell them, I will not leave you by yourself. I will not leave you comfortless. I'm going to leave you an advocate. Amen. I'm going to leave somebody who's going to help you, who's going to comfort you, who's going to be with you. In other words, Jesus was walking with them in Palestine, in first century Palestine, walking with them, manifested in the physical flesh. He says, I'm going to leave. And if I don't leave, he ain't coming. And when I leave, he is coming. And that he is the Holy Ghost. And when he comes, you're going to have some power. See, I got to tell you that. We sit up in church like mannequins because sometimes we just don't have the power. We have Jesus. We believe that he died. We believe that he rose. We believe that he ascended back to the Father. But we don't believe he can come and live on the inside of us. We don't believe that we can lay hands on the sick and they recover. We don't believe that we can speak to the devil and the devil will tremble at the name of Jesus. Do you really believe that? Can you lay hands on yourself right now in the name of Jesus and heal the enemy on your body? Can you rebuke the enemy from your house? Rebuke the enemy from your children? Rebuke the enemy from your money? If you can't do that, then you are not there yet. Luke chapter 3, sorry, Leviticus. Leviticus, write it down. I'm not going to stay there because I'll be there all day. Leviticus chapter 23 talks about the Passover feast of the Lord. The first one is the Sabbath. Amen. That is the sixth day that men will work, and on the seventh day they rest. Now, don't get it bent out of shape, but there are men who are still trying to break people up with rules and regulations, amen, and to burden people. No. This Lord comes to that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And if anybody tries to take religion and the Bible and beat you over the head with it and you don't have no freedom, amen, there's no Holy Ghost in it.
That's right.
So the Sabbath is the first one. The second one is the Passover, or the unleavened bread, which we're talking about today. That's the first sacred assembly of the Lord, and then you have the second sacred assembly of the Lord, and that means that unleavened bread means that bread is baked with no yeast. Yeast is symbolic of sin, amen. So if you can't live for 6 days holy unto God, there's something wrong with you, amen. But 6 days you're about to live holy unto the Lord, and on the seventh day you're supposed to rest. Third one is first fruits. That's when the first fruits of your harvest come in. You're supposed to bring it to the Lord, amen, and present a burnt offering to the Lord. Back in that day, it was a lamb. We know Jesus was the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world. So when he was given on the cross, amen, he was symbolic of the first fruits. The next one is the Feast of Weeks. That's 50 days after Easter, all right, which is Passover. It's 50 days after Easter. Now, if you count it for us this year in 2021, amen, March 4th? Was it March 4th? Am I right? Well, we started Easter, right? March 4th. And then you count all the way up to the day of April, amen. This right here should be the 50th day, amen. And Pentecost means 50. It means the Sabbath is 7 days. And it's seven Sabbath. So 7 days of seven Sabbath is 49 plus that one day equals 50. Amen. That means that on the 50th day we ought to be free. Amen. The next day is the Pentecost. That's 10 days after the ascension of the Lord. All that teaching that I was teaching y'all in Acts chapter 1, when Jesus appeared to them, amen, in Acts chapter 1, and then he began to talk to them. He did some things on the earth to give infallible proof that he had risen. Amen. That was 40 days. Amen. In that little book of Acts, that was 40 days. But then 10 days, amen, happened when he ascended back to the Father. In Acts chapter 1:11, he went back to be with the Father. Amen. And 10 days later, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit showed up in the house of the Lord to people who was prepared for him, people who was waiting for him, people who wanted to see the manifestation of God's power and God's blessing. They was waiting in God's house. They was in one place on one accord, amen, waiting on God, amen. How many folk can we get to come? come to one place. We can't even get folks to come to church. Amen. I'm not talking about post-COVID. I'm talking about pre-COVID. We can get folks to come to church. Amen. But as I look around and gaze some folks, they go everywhere but the church. When it comes time for them to come to church, they going to pull out their COVID card. Amen. They going to say, I can't go nowhere and I can't do nothing. But they go everywhere they want to go. Do everything they want to do. Be around a whole bunch of people. Ain't asking for no card. Ain't asking, have you got your shot? They just out there winning in it. Just hanging out with the world. But when it comes time to hang out with God's people, everybody got an excuse. I worked all week. You ain't the only one that worked all week. Who you think woke you up and took you to work? Who you think they were your boss to give you a job? Who you think gave you strength to do what you do? Spirit was the promise of God to the 120 who was waiting for him. And as you keep reading, all nations showed up. Amen. They wanted to know what was going on. I'm not getting to that. We're going to that week after that. The next week. We're going to that week after next week. Be the Lord's will. And what you have is the Jews in the upper room waiting on God to come. Lord have mercy. The Bible says that they were all in one place and on one accord. If I could get families on one accord, man, what a beautiful world we would have.
Yeah.
And we could get the Republicans and the Democrats to be on one accord.
Yeah.
What a beautiful world we would have.
Amen.
Pastor, deacons on one accord. Deacons and deacons on one accord.
Yeah.
Trustees, deacons, and pastors on one accord. Pastors and members on one accord.
Yeah.
Members and members and members on one accord. We could all come together on forget about what you think. Forget about what you think, how you think we ought to do this, and how we ought to do that. On one accord in prayer, trying to figure out what God wants us to do it. Amen. That's what prayer does. Prayer gives you strength and direction. First thing it does is it gives you direction to show you which way God wants you to go and how He wants you to navigate that thing. The second thing it does is He gives you power to do it. No matter who says what. No matter what opposition is in your way, God will give you power to get your work done.
Yeah.
It is the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit appeared to them. Cloven tongues of fire. That's significant because John the Baptist said, they said they thought John the Baptist was great, and he was. And they said, John, you must be the Messiah. He said, no. There's one coming after me. Not only he's not going to baptize you with water, but he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you that if you would allow God to come on you, look at how he manifests himself. When Jesus was baptized in the water, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit ascended on him like a dove, and it sat down on the Lord Jesus. Amen. And then his father spoke and said, this is my beloved son. He, him, amen. But here they are with cloven tongues of fire. Y'all don't understand what's going on here. What's going on here, Brother Justin, is Jesus has walked with them in the physical. Jesus went back to the Father. And now he sends his spirit to live on the inside of them. And I'm talking to somebody today who needs some power. You need to understand that God will bring us together, church. And no matter what happens through COVID, that God will bring us together. And a rushing mighty wind will blow some things away out of your life. And you need some things to change in your life. And I need some things to change in my life. And we need the winds of the Holy Spirit to blow to keep you moving, because that is the power of God. That is the work of God. And when we come together in the Lord, you got to pray, because this is what's going to happen. When they were in the upper room, y'all know what they said? They wanted to know who was the greatest. Everybody was arguing about who was the greatest and how we going to do this thing while we wait. But the Lord said, no, I don't want you to do anything. I just want you to wait. So church, I'm trying to tell you that we have been out of the church for a while. Now God is going to open it up for us to come back in the church. I don't know when it's going to happen. I just know it's going to happen. But let me give you a secret. You who will not listen to God, be warned today that God is not going to put up with strife. God is not going to put up with contention, because God can't work in the midst of division. and listen to what I'm getting ready to say to you this morning. There are some of you, y'all mind is perfect, and you can't understand why you are not doing things the way you used to do it. This is not business as usual. God has to stop you from doing some stuff, to start you from doing, start you to doing some other things that he wants you to do. So he gonna mess up your life. He gonna mess up your schedule. He gonna mess up your money. He gonna mess up your health. That he is Lord to the glory of God.
Amen.
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 When they got the Holy Spirit, they were supposed to spread it or witness the whole world. Y'all know that expanded the gospel of Jesus from just the Jews in the upper room, not just to Jerusalem, that city, but to the whole world. Church, I'm trying to tell you, and y'all still, I gotta let y'all go, because y'all ain't feeling me this morning, but I'm feeling it. The fact is that the Holy Spirit, you can't hold him in this house. You can't keep the Holy Spirit in Archer's Grove. You can't keep the Holy Spirit inside no church and no building. Listen to me. God wants us, when we come back in the church, as the house of the Lord, we have to continue to use Facebook Live. We have to continue to go out into the world. We have to continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to every soul has heard this gospel. And that's what we must do. But while you're waiting on the Lord, I'm gone, Brother Jeff, because they ain't gonna like me now. You got to separate yourself from the world. You can't be in God's house or God's kingdom and keep on living like the world. Y'all know what you mean? When I start talking to people, and some people are discerned that I'm either in the church or I'm a pastor, they start talking real religious, amen. But there are some folks who can't discern who I am. Because I am who I am by the grace of God. I'm a preacher in the church. I'm a preacher outside the church. I'm a Christian in the church. I'm a Christian outside the church. I'm a believer in the house of God. I'm a believer outside the house of God. And I hear so many people that tell me how blessed they are, God. After they have told me all their world escapades and what they're doing in the world, how much they drink, how much they smoke, how much they do this, how much they do this, until they find out that I'm just a believer in God. But when they talk about themselves, I'm standing there like this, because all I want to talk about is the goodness of the Lord, because I don't have nothing of myself. It all belongs to God has blessed me with a mighty way. So I'm just going to get all this out and finish talking after they tell me how they live in. God is blessing them. Now you tell me, church, how in the world can God bless you and you don't have a relationship with him? How can God bless you when you take his belongings and treat him in the kind of way? How can God bless you when you look at another person who is the glory of God, the imago Dei of God, and you treat folk in the kind of way? Because when the Holy Spirit comes, you will love your neighbor as you love yourself. When the Holy Spirit comes, you will have power to pray for your enemy. When the Holy Spirit that's power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Luke 24. Acts chapter 1. Talks about the endowment with power from on high. I'm just giving the scripture there. Here we go. John 15, 26. Talks about the spirit of truth. That's what Jesus said when he comes. He's not going to talk about nobody else but me. Y'all hear people, I just told you, they talk about everything else but the Lord, because the Spirit of the Lord ain't in them. When you hear people start talking, they say, I did, we did, and they never bring up God. That bothers me. Ephesians 4 and 30, grieve not the Holy Spirit, which seals you into the day of redemption. That means to allow God to be used of you, that you will not be turn aside. Well, let me go. So we need the Holy Spirit today. Yeah. False teachers are among us today. Demonic spirits are among us today. Y'all know that.
Amen.
Sickness is all over everywhere. Amen. Church, home, and sicknesses are here.
Yes,
church members divided amongst ourselves.
Yes.
Social injustice of folk just getting killed, and you seen it on camera, and it seems like ain't nothing we can do about it. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Ain't that a problem? But when the Holy Spirit comes, power will come.
Yeah.
I'm going when I tell you when the Holy Spirit comes.
Yeah.
You can win a soul who acts like they're lost for the Lord if you just witness to the goodness of the Lord.
Yeah.
I will even witness that when people in your family are sick, you don't have to call the preacher. You stand up in your glory of the Lord. to lay hands on somebody until they recover. I told you before that God can use some folk. Let me go on and work it now. I'm going to work it on out, and I'm going to work my way to the house. God can use you if you know everything. Because the Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But you got some folk that know everything about everything. And I'm telling you, I don't know everything. Because I walk by faith and not by sight. I can't do anything because God showed me what to do. You just want to do whatever you want to do. I'm going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I have somebody in here that will understand that even if you're rich, amen, you can't buy your way into heaven. You can't buy your health, amen. You can't buy other people. You can't make folk do anything. Another thing that makes the church weak is tradition. We have a whole lot of traditions in the church. And I'm not going to touch them because y'all already know what they are. A whole bunch of stuff that we just made up so that we can feel good about ourselves, so we can try to run God's house. But your tradition does not overtake the B-I-B-L-E, amen. I'm trying to tell you today that you need to lift up God's name and God's word and God's Bible until you get better, until I get better. That's why I'm up here don't mean I don't need God. That's not mean I don't need your prayer. Every now and again you gotta say, Reverend, that don't sound right to me. Tell me where you see that at. Tell me where you found it at, Reverend. And we can come together and talk about the goodness of the Lord. But then when the church gets full of God, God can do some things in your life. And I'm gone when I tell you the manifestation of the power of God will work some wonders. The church wanted to do their own thing in the book of Acts. But when the Holy Ghost came, y'all know what they did. They all got together in one place. They brought all their stuff together and they prayed and they helped their brothers and their sisters and won't nobody in need. 3,000 souls got saved. And so say nobody got saved in a while. It might be because we're not letting the Holy Ghost do what the Holy Ghost do. Amen. Stop trying to tell folks how to live for the Lord when you're trying to figure it out for yourself. Just go ahead on and give it to God. I know somebody don't like me. That's how I know I'm preaching this morning. I don't care if you don't like me as long as you love the Lord. Amen. You got to wake up out your stupor. Wake up out of your sleep. Turn away from your mess. Repent of your sin and be baptized. And watch God work out your situation for you. It's called a manifestation of power. So I'm talking how you know. When I was trying to quit smoking, I knew what the Lord was, but I didn't have no power. When I was trying to live right, I knew what the Lord was, but I just didn't have no power. But when I said, Lord, what do I need to do to have no power? He said, repent of your sin and be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Until my power come on the inside. And I'm trying to tell you, when the power of God came, I walked right, I talked right, everything was all right. When I was saying, the joy of the Lord filled my heart. Yeah. Running in my feet, talking in my head, joy in my heart.
Yeah, amen.
Look real good on the outside. Clean. Gas in. Y'all know what? It didn't have no power. Then when it got power, it was still spinning a little bit. Some folk in the church don't have power. Those are the ones who are always arguing and fussing about what we ought to be doing. And ain't spend no time with God to see what we really ought to be doing. Then you have folk in the church who they got a little power, and the power done went to their head. Because absolute power corrupts absolutely, ain't that right? And so when we realize that the power does not reside in us, but the power belongs to God, do you know how blessed you'll be? Do you know how God will strengthen you? Do you know that the thing that you are praying about, that God will manifest himself in your life and fix your situation? If you wake up sad, if you wake up sorrowful, I have to doubt whether or not you've got the Holy Spirit. Now you're talking to a man who been broke up in his body. So every now and again when I get up, I can't just jump up. I have to sit on the edge of the bed till I get myself right. Amen. And then I sometimes I can lift myself up. Sometimes I have to roll up out of the bed. And for the young folk who don't know what I'm talking about, just keep on living. Amen. It's going to happen. judgment on it. Know you messed up. Know you did this. Know you did that. You can tell them if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be?
Amen.
Manifestation. By the power of God.
Yeah.
We're not going to come back into church. Business as usual. You got to give it to God.
Yeah.
You come back into church, no complaining, no fussing, no backbiting, no bickering.
Nothing.
We're gonna all be in one place on one accord.
Amen.
We done had enough time to spend with God.
Yeah.
We done had enough time to pray. We done had enough time to get ourselves together.
Yeah.
So right here, I'm down the door so the church is open. Yeah, I know I'm still aware today. But the bottom line is, repent. You want the power of God to show up in your life. So for the saints of God, you need the power of God. This is your time to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. You love Him, but you ain't got no power. Be honest with yourself. We can't come up and do it like we used to, but you can stand to your feet. If you need some power, you need to stand to your feet. You ain't got to tell nobody where you stand. They don't need to know.
Amen.
Only God knows the area you need your power.
Yeah.
He knows the power that you need.
Yeah.
When the power of God shows up, there's healing in His wings.
Amen.
When the power of God shows up, there's reconciliation in that name.
Yeah.
When the power of God shows up, some stuff you've been trying to heal for 10 years, 20 years, all of a sudden, it'll manifest in your life. And you won't be able to figure out how you got there, and you can't explain to nobody how you got there.
Yes.
All you know is, I'm back.
Amen.
So this is for the church. The Lord's open for the church who needs some power. Those Facebook Live, may they have a relationship with the Lord. This is the day to confess your sins. Come to the Lord. Open and tell them what you want. Fight it until you're alive. As I go, we'll get Nicky King and forces in prayer. And I'll be with you. But the thing is this. When they was with Jesus, Jesus gave them power to make it to heaven. The Holy Spirit gave them power to walk on this earth. You're not in heaven yet.
Amen.
Don't be so heavenly-minded that you know everything good. You got work to do right here. On this earth, with people you can see right now. And that's what you need today. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that I've just been came. Say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.